You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, the government announced plans to make the teaching of New Zealand history compulsory in schools. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says this will standardise national framework for learners to ensure they learn about the key aspects of our history, such as the arrival of Māori to Aotearoa New Zealand, the early colonial history and Te Tiriti o Waitangi, among other things. I spoke with Education Minister Chris Hipkins, who started by explaining how New Zealand history is currently taught in the curriculum.
New Zealand history is effectively an optional subject in schools at the moment. It can be taught as part of the social studies strand of the New Zealand curriculum, but then so can other things like Tudor England history, for example. And what we've heard from New Zealanders over quite a period of time now is that actually New Zealanders do want their kids to be learning about New Zealand history, about the events that shaped us as a country. So that's what we're going to be changing. We're going to be adding a strand into the New Zealand curriculum as a core subject that is about New Zealand history.
Okay, so how will this change exactly? What topics will be covered?
The changes will mean that at every level of the New Zealand curriculum, New Zealand history will be woven into it. So kids from when they start school to when they finish school will have access to much more New Zealand history in their day-to-day learning. And that'll cover everything from the arrival of Māori to New Zealand, which happened over hundreds of years, through to the arrival of the first Europeans and the first encounters, through to colonisation and settlement, the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, the New Zealand Wars, through to the early 20th century history and the development of New Zealand's own unique national identity as we became to become a more independent country, stepping out from under the British Empire. So I think that there's this opportunity for us to be learning about all aspects of our history, the good, the bad, and the other.
So will all of these topics be compulsory to cover?
Well, the New Zealand history curriculum, or the insertion of the New Zealand history in the curriculum, will still be an enabling framework so that schools can teach things that are relevant to their students and that are relevant to them locally. So, for example, if you're in the Waikato, we would expect you to learn about the wars that happened there, the land wars that happened there. If you were in a school near Parihaka, you might go and visit Parihaka and learn about that. If you're up in the north, then you might learn about the significance of the treaty grounds and what happened there. Everywhere we go around the country, we're surrounded by our history, and we want to create the opportunity for schools to embed that local history in the way they're teaching.
And I mean, you've already sort of answered this, but why is this important to New Zealanders?
I think every young New Zealander deserves the opportunity to learn about our country's history and our place in the world and how the events that have happened in our past shape our today and are going to continue to shape our tomorrow.
As this is so important, why is it only changing now? What has prompted this?
Look, this is something that I guess the parties in government, Labor and the Green Party, New Zealand First, we've been arguing about this for some time. So I think we're very pleased to be able to bring this to fruition. I think it's something New Zealanders have asked for some time.
And how will the curriculum change be designed?
So we'll be working on the curriculum changes in consultation with academics, with iwi around the country, with everyday New Zealanders, to ensure that the content that we want young people to learn about is prepared, is available, teachers are given the support that they need in order to have the confidence to teach it.
And this will be gradually introduced in 2022?
That's right. So full implementation around 2022, but a lot of work to go between now and then.
And what year levels will this affect? Is this purely for high school or?
No, the our decision is to weave New Zealand history into all levels of the curriculum. So, obviously it'll be pitched at an appropriate level. So when you're a very young student, you'll be learning about some basic kind of concepts around New Zealand history, and then you'll get into more detail as you work your way through the schooling system.
How will this interact with the Treaty of Waitangi?
Well, the Treaty of Waitangi is an important part of New Zealand's history, but it's important to understand the events that happened before the signing of the treaty, what happened after the signing of the treaty, and the significance of all of those. So, the treaty is our founding document as a nation, but actually there was an awful lot of events that happened before the treaty was signed that to really understand the essence of the treaty, you've got to understand those events, and then to understand the significance of it today, you also have to understand the things that happened after that.
Would you say that previously, as this wasn't part of the curriculum, Would you see it as a lack of understanding of the importance of New Zealand history at a governmental level, or would you see it more as just that schools were left to decide what to teach and it ended out this way?
I think our schooling system's been on a bit of a journey itself, in that for quite some time we tried to write our history out of the teaching in schools. You know, it wasn't that long ago, only a few generations ago, that young Māori were physically disciplined and punished if they spoke Te Reo Māori in school. And so, you know, we've come a long way over that period of time. And I think that, you know, now is the time for us to take the next step and make sure that all young New Zealanders are learning about all of our history.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.